Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
Elijah was just as human as we are. James 5:17. Elijah got so down, he was ready to end it all. And it happened on the heels of his greatest victory. He had just called down fire from heaven on Mount Carmel when he went from exhilaration to exhaustion. We forget that even when we're successful and love what we do, it can be physically, mentally, and emotionally draining. So if you're a purpose-driven person with no boundaries, pay attention. Number one, exhaustion made Elijah lose perspective. He had just defeated 850 false prophets, and now he was running from one woman, Jezebel. General Patton said, "Fatigue makes cowards of us all. When fatigue walks in, faith walks out. It distorts our thinking and makes us overlook God's power and His promises. Mental fatigue coupled with physical exhaustion is a deadly combination that invites hopelessness and creates the illusion that we have no options." Number two, fear made Elijah isolate himself. Having left his servant behind, he told God, "I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me." At that moment, Elijah was in the worst possible company, his own. When you feel down, it isn't the time to isolate yourself. That's when you need to reach for God and those who can help you get back up. Even Paul needed help. After writing, "In Macedonia, we found trouble all around us." He added, "But God, who comforts those who are troubled, comforted us when Titus came." So, who do you need to call? Who do you need to reach for? Don't keep putting it off. Do it.
The word for today.
As featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.